This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
So 5 p.m. and taking a look at our first story, Caroline. So, this debate about the characteristics of different generations, baby boomers, millennials, and, there's all sorts of motherhood statements that people make, right? Mm-hmm. Baby boomers really are selfish, entitled. Millennials are narcissistic. And lately, the next generation, whatever it's going to be called, is arguably going to be perhaps ruined by cell phones. But many academics and consultants argue that these types of distinctions, it's not what it's all cracked up to be.
Yeah, well, that's where it falls apart. Apparently, science doesn't back up these distinctions. In fact, there's solid evidence saying that, all the those stereotypes are essentially lacking in evidence. Science shows that generations are not a thing.
Yeah, just going to this conversation about how we define generation and what is a generation? Those who promote a particular type of concept as a group or people who are roughly about the same age,
yeah.
They're going through and experiencing the same type of significant events, and as a result of that, we create these common experiences, commonalities, and making us somewhat categorizable. No, that's not the word.
I know what you're getting at. So I'm going to give an example, right? So when they talk about problems in generational research, a lot of the time, it's the attribution of cause, right? And there's question for that. For example, millennials score lower on job satisfaction than Gen Xs, but does that necessarily mean that they're really a less satisfied generation? So,
yes.
They're early in their careers. You talk about Generation X's, for example, they were also less satisfied than baby boomers. And as they got older, the thinking is they're more likely to migrate towards jobs that they do like. And that's an age effect, not necessarily a generational one.
Yeah. And I think also with the passage of time, it also evolves as to what a particular generation is defined as well. So I think whatever we might categorize, whatever the set of generation is, whatever it was 5 years ago, where it is now, and where it could be, there's still a lot of room for change depending on how things go in the world.
Yep. So I guess the question is whether or not it actually matters, right? Even if generations are not a thing, does it matter? So say, for example, the argument is a manager trying to retain staff. The idea is that you're dealing with commitment-averse millennials who love to job hop, for example. So in your efforts to do that, should you be focusing on different things? For example, addressing benefits, work conditions, and other factors that are true reasons for leaving? Because, when you plan your HR policies, and this is a huge thing, I think companies the world over spend hundreds and millions on planning the HR policies to retain the staff that they want.
Yeah.
Are you actually, working from the right base level? Is it? So joining us on the line now is Elaine Fernandez, a social psychologist and acting head of the psychology department at Help University. Elaine, it's great to have you with us. Now, there are entire industries, I think, just built on this idea that generational differences do exist. So before we rush out there to unlearn all these things that we've come to associate with certain generations, how valid is this idea that these differences aren't real?
I think the problem with trying to generalize characteristics to group of people amounting to millions is that by and large, there'll be exceptions and very, very large exceptions. So I don't doubt that there are differences in terms of, say, things like values and behaviors and all of that of people today compared to years ago. But if you accept the idea that every psychological trait or construct falls on sort of like a curve, like a normal distribution, then extends the reason that although there will be differences between some people of two different generations, there's also going to be considerable overlap among others. So I wouldn't go so far as to discount the idea of generational differences entirely, but we are quite lacking in good scientific research that is reliable, especially in terms of defining the generations themselves. Like, at what point do we start a generation and at what point does it end? There's still a lot of overlap. So basically what we know right now is largely based on observations rather than hard data. So whether it's true or not, I don't know. I don't think there's enough evidence to draw a firm conclusion either way.
Yeah, so Elaine, are we basically jumping to conclusions then every time we spot behavior that we would usually chalk up to a generational difference?
Well, a lot of it comes down to what we're actually comparing. So currently what people are doing is comparing a baby boomer with a millennial. So people in an organization, how come a baby boomer can be so satisfied in their job, whereas a millennial seems very unsatisfied, right? But you're comparing people at one point in time, which is right now. And if you think about it, it could come down to where they are in life, right? Rather than when they were born necessarily. So a baby boomer, for example, would be in a much more financially secure position. They would be higher up in the hierarchy in the organization in comparison. They probably would have more settled relationships and more life experience, perhaps, whereas a millennial right now is still trying to establish themselves, build financial security, find time to cultivate intimate relationships. So in terms of satisfaction, you would probably see that it's possible that it's tied into where they are right now in life rather than necessarily them being from a different generation.
Okay, so when we say things like, you know, kids nowadays, they just don't know the meaning of hard work.
I feel like you've said that before to me, like, you know, in the past 7 or 8 years, Caroline.
So, Elaine, is that plain stereotyping, or is there some level of truth to these statements that might warrant further consideration?
Yeah, I mean, on some level, perhaps that's true if you don't take context into consideration. It also could boil down to things like socialization, what you were trained to expect. So in that sense, you could potentially argue that there might be a generational difference in the sense that their parents would have taught them to work. Work hard, you get what you want. And a millennial set of parents might have taught them, try and get what you deserve as an employee. So it's a completely different sort of socialization to value your work in a different way. So in that sense, yeah, potentially there's a generational difference, but it's not one that's purely exclusive to children these days are a certain way. All of it interacts, how you were brought up, the current context, sort of different sets of circumstances, I guess I would say. So what might seem like demanding might seem like to the millennial making the demand, like, I just need to be able to cope financially.
Yeah.
Elaine, you know, bridging the generational gap at work has, of course, become a huge HR topic, and a lot of companies invest in these types of initiatives. And given the lack of evidence, would this be a waste of resources?
Personal opinion is that it can sometimes take on too much of importance. We can't do away with labels entirely. I think we're, as a species, sort of oriented towards labeling because it just makes processing the world that much easier. But perhaps focus on the labels that are going to make things a little bit more functional. So rather than saying this is a millennial versus a baby boomer, look at things like trends, for example. What is possibly driving my employees' motivation above and beyond that they're from this particular generation? What are the challenges that they're facing that could be spilling over into the demands that they make at work, for example? And that's going to be obviously very different for people at different levels. But you would find that, say, somebody in your 40s is working at the same level as somebody in their 20s might actually share the same issue versus somebody who was higher up in their 40s compared to somebody who was lower down in their 40s. So labeling it according to the needs of a particular position, perhaps, where people are within the organization, looking into more validated measures of, say, employee matching. So rather than trying to match people based on whether they were born in 1987 or 1978, looking more into sort of a more personalized approach to the whole selection and recruitment process and the talent development process, I think that's probably going to be worth more in terms of their investment than necessarily trying to cater to generational differences.
Okay, so, you know, we make jokes about millennials, baby boomers all the time, but beyond the jokes, do you think that actually believing that some of these generational differences exist might actually be harmful in any way?
I think it's important to realize that when we try and say that an entire group of people are one way, we are stereotyping them. I think if people recognize that individuals don't necessarily fit stereotypes, that's fine. I don't think there's any harm per se. but it's when it starts influencing policy, when money starts getting involved, when your decisions about somebody's career is influenced by your idea of a generational difference, then that's when it starts having an impact. But I think, you know, if people want to joke about how avocados are making us unable to buy homes, I think that's fine. I think most people recognize that's an exaggeration anyway. But yeah, it's when it starts impacting decisions, that's when we need to really take a hard look at the data and see whether we're really basing those decisions on what's actually happening or what is a convenient sort of trend for us to jump on and guide our decisions.
Absolutely. Elaine, thank you very much for talking us through that. That was Elaine Fernandez, a social psychologist and the acting head of the psychology department at Help University. And she was giving us her perspective on generational differences and how much weight we should put on them.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned to the Evening Edition. Here's some music by Queen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.